Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, July 12, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Minorities in India plead for change in policy, allowing unprecedented religious freedom. Terrorism is having an impact on short-term missions, and Arabic-speaking children have more Christian television programming. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Dalits of India headline today's news. For centuries, they've been known as the untouchables, the low caste of society. That began to change a few years ago when they rejected Hinduism. However, Bobby Gupta with HBI Global Partners says many Dalits look to Christianity, but a few stop short.
The moment they changed their religion from Hinduism to Christianity, they lost their benefits, they lost their jobs, they lost the privilege of their children going to school. It was an effort by the government to make India a Hindu nation.
They rose up against the policy and ousted the Hindu nationalists from power. Gupta says Dalits, Muslims, and Christians want it changed. He says the current government can pave the way for total freedom.
And if they pave that way, we would truly see a large number of people coming in large groups into the Church of Jesus Christ. And that growth will be phenomenal.
Next, as insurgents continue their assault on the new Iraqi government and coalition forces, some Iraqis are struggling for survival. New Life World Aid, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ Canada, has provided over 32,000 boxes of blessing to more than 250,000 people. New Life's Philip Morris.
I don't want to give too many details because there's very serious security concerns on our workers, staff, and volunteers there. But we have teams of Iraqi Christians distributing much-needed food supplies to the most desperate of Iraqi families.
Funding is needed to help New Life assist even more people. Morris believes people who do are making an eternal investment.
Through personal touch, personal contact, Iraqi Christians are reaching out to their neighbors. We just pray that God would move us to give so that Iraqi Christians can be a witness and a help in desperate times.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As terrorism continues to be a concern around the world, the threat is having an impact on short-term missions. Send International's General Director, Warren Jansen, says while young college students are shying away from dangerous areas, older Christians aren't. Is their short-term program being affected?
This summer, we're sending out the largest group of short-termers ever for Send International. And we're looking at 490, close to 500 people going out this summer alone. We haven't seen a dip in short term. We've maybe seen some redirection.
However, the threats are giving full-time missionaries more opportunities.
It brings a new reality that I might have to face up to whatever is coming after death. And that does give us opportunities to talk about the consequences of our actions. I think it is giving us more opportunities to expose people to the gospel.
Meanwhile, Arabic-speaking young people now have more Christian television programming in their own language. Sat7, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa, says they began airing 3 hours of youth programming last week. It's called Sat7 Kids. It features cartoons, puppet shows, children's music, films, and their flagship program, As Sanibel. Some programming will also be available for older children, including a Christian rap music segment. Pray that God uses this to plant seeds of the gospel. And it was delayed last year because of the SARS outbreak, but plans are moving forward for the 14th Baptist Youth Conference in Hong Kong. More than 3,000 young people are expected at this year's Baptist World Alliance event that begins August 4th. The conference features dynamic youth speakers, contemporary music, and workshops that focus on many issues for the Christian life and witness for today's generation. Pray that this will motivate many to get involved in missions. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS Orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.